Okay, today's daf is Nida Daf Chaf Aleph as we finish up the second parak of Kol Hayad and we get into Parak HaMapelas. So we are on Chaf Mabez. There's much to discuss on the bottom of this Amud. We are up to the words Umi Mehemni, which is the seventh Y line on Chaf Amabez. Umi Mehemni. We just had the story about Yalsa. Yalsa, the wife of Rav Nachman, who came to two rabbis to show her Ksamen. The first one was Matami, the second one was Matayer. Asked the Gemara, how could the second one be Matayer? After all, a Chacham, once a Chacham answers, so then the following Chacham, the Chaveiro, is not allowed to be Matir. So, isn't this a violation of that? So the Gemara answered, really, Meikara, he was Metame, like the original Psach, because that's what he heard. He was Meshuvah to the Psach. But once he heard from the woman that this first rabbi usually says Tar in this case, but he was Chash Be'enav today, he wasn't feeling well, he wasn't seeing properly, so that's why he changed his Psach, because that's what he felt was the true psak. He did not feel that this was going against the Mesorah. We mentioned also, related to this, why didn't she just ask her husband, Rav Nachman? So we mentioned three answers in Tosfos. All the fundamental given of Tosfos is that the wife would be able to ask the husband, but she just didn't in this case because he wasn't a bucky, or because she was worried that he would be too machmir. Or other answers. The Rashba says that he wasn't Be'ir, but either way, fundamentally, he would be able to answer. The Me'iri here says that he wouldn't be able to answer, fundamentally. And what does he do with all those other rayas that he has to explain? It's not Dafka that it was left out of the Mishnah Negayim, V'chulu, and the Rashi Negayim was Machalik between Cheska sister or not Cheska sister, and Afgamina could be the Hefzik Tara. It's not 100%. We'll have to talk about later in the Masechta. Is the Hefzik Tara the pure element that removes, is that what changes the chazaka? The pashas it does. That a woman has a cheskas iser up until, or a cheskas tuma up until the hefzik tara, and the hefzik tara gives her a cheskas tara. That's true. But during Shiva Nikiyam, she totally has a cheskas tara? We'll have to talk about that. Could be that it's not 100% true that her chazaka has totally changed. It's on its way, but it could be that the chazaka hasn't totally changed. We mentioned that the shach in Yaredeya and Kufei Chazayin paskas lakula like Tosfos that a man can see nigei ishto. Again, if there's any shaila, if there's any uncertainty, then it's always a good idea to ask a third party. But if there's something clear, then the chacham can Paskin for himself. That is issue number one. So let's continue a little more, because this Gemara about changing psak will come up in a few lines again, and then we'll talk about it more there. I mentioned the Chashuke Chema yesterday, I didn't bring it today, but the Chashuke Chema yesterday has the had the question, if a woman knows that her husband is more machmir in a certain area, and other poskim are more mekel, could she go to the more mekel Rabbanan? Because she knows. So the Chashuke Chema of Zilberstein is Vachalik. Why is her husband more machmir? Is he more machmir because me'ikar hadin, he thinks that one should be machmir? He thinks the others are relying on kulas and really me'ikar hadin, one should be machmir? Or is it because he knows the ikar hadin is more lakula, but he's been machmir on himself? He's doing extra chumrah. So if it's the latter, says the Chashuke Chema, then maybe she could go ask somebody else. Because if he wants to be machmir, but he can't be machmir on somebody else's toes, as we've spoken about in the past, the limitations of accepting chumras on oneself. But if it's a chumra b'toras, I think this is the halacha, so then she can't jump the gun. She can't go to somebody else. So it depends why the person is machmer. Sometimes it's not so clear, because sometimes somebody might think something is a din, but really it is just a chumra. Okay. The opposite too. Right. If he's more makel, could she go ask somebody else? If she knows, I don't know how, does that come up more often? If she knows that the husband is makel in a certain area, and she wants to go ask another Rav, who says it's machmir. So, it's a harder one. I assume that you go ask the husband. It's going to cause shalom bias issues to go ask somebody else. Right? If she is Liba Nakfa. Okay. Says the Gemara, Umi Mehemni. Is a woman believed at Bechlau to say that this is what the Chacham usually did to me? So our answer is a woman has Ne'emanis in these areas of Ksamim. Vatanya, Ne'emanis Ishalomar, Kazera Isivia Vaditiv. A woman is believed to say, I had this type of Kesem, and I lost it. So that's why if she comes and she says, I had a kesem, and then the Rav shows her all different types of colors. She's like, yeah, that's the one. That's the one that I had. She's believed. So you see, in cases of kesem, women are believed about colors. Ibai lahu. Right? It's a big shaila. If a woman loses her kesem before showing it to the Rav, what if she has no idea? I lost my kesem. I was going to show it to you. I don't know if it was tameh, if it was going to be tahar. I lost the kesem. So many times, generally, we have to be machmir. If, Rabbi Forrest quotes, that if the case is where the woman knows there was a double shayla, let's say she knows, I'm not sure if it was the bad color, and also I don't know if it was the wrong size, meaning she's not sure about both, so then maybe Yishmakam Lahaka b'di'evin. But if she knows it was a bad size, she just wasn't sure about the color, or if she knows it was a bad color, just wasn't sure about the size, right, so then even on a b'dika cloth, if it was a double suffix, it could be that we could... size wouldn't make a difference on the b'dika cloth, but if there was some type of taliyah, some type of other excuse, but generally one should try not to lose it, right? It comes up sometimes. Let's say a woman puts it on the windowsill or on the next to the sink to show the husband later, and then the cleaning lady comes and finds something and throws it out. It could come up that it will be lost, so it definitely should be put in a safe place until it is brought to the Rav or asked. Ibai lahu vaiter kazet tier ish ploni chachamahu. So we just said a woman is believed to say, this is the kesem, like this color is what I usually see. Is one woman allowed to tell another woman? Is she ne'eman, ne'emenes? Right? Could she say, this one, so-and-so rabbi always says this is tar for me. Right? So could she say that? So the Gemara says, well, tashma, we just said, ne'emenes isha lomar, kazera isi v'avativ. We just said a woman is believed. So the Gemara says, no, maybe shiny hasam, delay say l'kama. No, there, it's not there. If a woman just comes and says, I don't have my stain, and she sees one, she's like, that's the type that I get, tahor, or that's the one that I saw, that she can be believed, ain brera. But in a case where this one, a woman A has a kesem, and woman B says, that one, Rabbi X, says that's tar. So maybe there, we wouldn't believe her, because efshar levarer, efshar, you could go to a rav, so there's no raya that she will be believed, even in a case where efshar levar. Tashma, let's try to bring another raya that she would be believed from, in the case of, meaning even efshar levar, in our case. The yalsa isa damak lakame, drabba rachana, vitami la, so she brought a blood in front of Rabba rachana. And he said, tami, lakame, drabba nachman, revius labrador of Yehuda, vidachila, vihechi avit hachi, the second rabbi was matar, same story as before. How did he say that? Vatanya, chacham shatime, ein chaver rashay lahatir, vechulu, viamrinon, timuye havi mitami la. And how did we explain that? Really, the original second person was Matamid originally. Kivan to Amrale to call Yoma Madchile Kiagavna. But since she said that every day so and so used to say it's Tahar, the Ha'idna hu to Chashbeine, and now he just doesn't feel well in his eyes, Hadar Dachila, that he changed his mind because he didn't feel that was a violation of the earlier Psak. He felt the earlier Psak was a mistake. Under the first rabbi, didn't have all of the information. Salma, what do you see from there? That Yalsa was believed. Alma Mehemnola. So you see, she was believed, even though the stain's sitting right there. So you see, she was believed. So the Gemara answers, Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda, Agamri Samach. Really, Rav Yitzchak bar Yehuda was not trusting her. He knew that this was a Tahar stain. When she said that just helped him out in terms of determining that he wasn't going to violate and step on the toes of the other rabbi. But really, he looked at this stain and he saw it was tar. See, Rashi, Agamri Samach, the Pshita laid the tahar. It was obvious to him. The Haidahavi Metami Meikara, Pshim Kvodo, the Rabbi Rechana. He was just being mocked, put on the covet of the earlier rabbi. Avalhiyam Mesafkalei, Lohavi Samachalei. But if he had any suffix, then he wouldn't have done it. He wouldn't have relied on her. But there's no Raya. There's no Raya. So it's a Ba'aya de Lo Ifshita. So it's not answered in the psak. Good. Stop there for a minute. There's a major machlokas rishonim. What is the svara for chacham sha'asar ein chavera rashoi lahatir? Asar and hatir and chacham shetime ein chavera rashoi latame. So the two different svaras suggested in the rishonim. If you look at Rashi here, the Rashi we just read, and the Rashi also in other Rashi say it's based on kavod. Based on kavod, are rishonim. That if once a chacham says a psak, and he gives an iser, so the second chacham cannot give a heter. It also applies to the questioner. If the questioner goes to someone, you know, and gets a psak, he can't go to another one, right? So if someone got me a story yesterday relating to yesterday's daf, that there is one allowed to go. This is a question: is someone allowed to go to a rabbi? Well, they're not sure what this rabbi is going to say. So, could you just tell me what you think about this, but don't give me an answer? Right, that's already trying to get around it. Meaning, if you say tahar, wonderful. If you say tameh, I'm still leaving my options open to go to another rabbi. So if it's a responsible posek who knows that there are different shitos, that could be different shitos, the posek would say, you know what, I can't be metaharit, maybe show it to somebody else. That's what many times you have. Poskim would say, if a posek can say tar, I'll say tar. If a posek can't, he wouldn't say tamei vade. Some posekim would say, if his ain brer, if his mom is red, shiver red, shiver red. But generally, many posekim would say, I can't be metameit. I can't be metaharit. You know, and it will either say, you know, let me show it to somebody else, or bring you feel free to bring it to another Rav, but that's what's going to happen. But we're not going in the first place. Don't give me an answer. Don't give me an answer. Someone mentioned the video yesterday, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu used to do the haracha, like some of the Amorim yesterday. So some of these great Sfardi Gdolim, you know, they had their own Mesoras, but they did haracha like some of the Amorim yesterday, but that's not the generally practiced behavior by most other poskim. Again, but there are Yechidi Skula that have certain talents like that. But either way, number one, Deya, is why is it that the one cannot change the Psak, Kavod HaRishonim. The Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Daf Zayin, where this Gemara also comes up, has a totally different idea. The Ritva says, Shavya Anafshe. Once the first rabbi paskens L'Isser, then that item becomes a Chaticha D'Isura. And you can't change it. It ready is Nasar. Kivan de Kama, Shav Yanafshi di Sura, Shuv Enlo Heter Olamis. Vafilu Shinoda Shata'a. Says the Ritva there. Right? That is the Ritva in Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. So the Achronim pick up on this Machlokas Rashi Ritva and come up with all different Nafkaminas in terms of when you're allowed to go back. What if the opposite? The first one said Tahar. Is the second one allowed to say Tameh? So that could be a nafkamina. According to Rashi, it's still Kavod HaRishonim, and you can't change the psak. Once the first psak is given, you can't go against the first psak. But if you say it's based on Shav Yanafshe, there's no creation of a Cheskas Tahar, Cheskas Heter. No, something's either Asur, or it's Cheskas Tahara, but something's Asur or not Asur. So that is number one. What if you have the, and these are all quoted, the all of these limitations are quoted in the Achronim. Number one, if the first one says tar. What if the second posek is gadol mimena b'chachmo v'minyan? It's a greater posek. So again, if you say it's chash kavod, there's no kavod issue. The second one is greater, gadol mimena b'chachmo v'minyan. But if you say that it is based on Shavya Nafshe, then even if the second one is greater, we would say it is a problem. Or, what if the person himself wants to be Choserbo? The first posek wants to be Choserbo. Not because, again, if it was a Ta'us B'dvar Mishnah, it was a mistake about an explicit Mishnah, an explicit Halacha, then obviously that's not called a Hora'ah. And anybody could retract. But if it is not, it was a tall, what's called b'shikol adas, based on evaluation. So then we say that in that case, that could be a question also, whether the person himself can go back. What about if it's about a different piece of meat? What if it's not about the same piece of meat? Or the same kesem? Right, same one with different kesem. So again, Shavinashi only would apply to that exact kesem or that exact buser. All of these are quoted in the Ramah, in Yarudeya, in Resh Mem Beis Lamed Aleph. One second, let me see if I get it. Ramah writes in Resh Mem Beis Lamed Aleph a lot of these limitations in Hilchos Kvod Rabo v'Tamad Chacham. Kol Tamad Chacham. Shedeyosav mechuvanos eino medaber b'fnei mishagada b'meno b'chachma ava b'shalomen meno klum. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes any Talmud Chacham who deyosav mechuvanos, who has proper opinions, should not speak in front of somebody who is greater than him, even if, right, it's a greater Rav. Even if I don't learn anything from these great rabbi, I can't speak in front of him. Haga ve'ein la'adam lahoros ad arba'im shana. Im yesh gadol mimeno ba'ir. Posek shouldn't be a posek unless they're 40. Right, unless there's a, if there's another person in this, if you're the only posek in the city, then the only posek. But otherwise, you shouldn't. Avo bishayno rabo. And then he quotes our halachas. Chacham sha'asar in chaver b'ashar lahatir mishikol hadas. Avalam yesh lanu kabbalah sheta'ah o sheta'ah bedvar mishnah yuchal lahatir. And it's an explicit mistake. He quotes the Ran, Ravid, Rashba, Ramban. And then he says, v'afilu im ta'ah b'shikol hadas yuchal lisa v'litinim amore sheyachzer bo. You could go and discuss it with him. You can't pass on against it. You could go and say, is that really true? V'lachain ein iser l'sho'el l'sho'el l'sheni. Because of this halacha, interestingly, that the posek cannot change the psak of the first one, that there was on the shoel, because the second posek can go discuss it with the first posek. He can't paskin. The shoel cannot go ask a shayla to a second rabbi without telling him all the circumstances that occurred up until now. And then he says, "Afilu hitir harishon v'kfar chala horaso ein l'sheni lesar mikach shikol hadas." He passes the chumra the other way, like Rashi, right? Even if the first one says mutter, the second one can't say aser. The kol zeh ba'osa hara atzma. This is only by the actual hara. Avol b'maisa acher pshita shiachal hara is mashenira a love. That might be more like the Ritva. Again, this is the discussions in Hilchos Kvod Rabo. Very important halacha is a simin reish membeis in Yaradeya. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, Rebbe ra'a dam b'layla v'timei. Rebbe saw a kesem at night, and he was mitameit. Ra'a b'yom v'tihir. He saw a kesem b'yom, and meaning which kesem? The same kesem, and v'tihir. And then he said it was tahar. Or Rashi says, lo'osu dam atzma. Right, and then he said tahar. Why? Because now it looked at him as tahar. And then himtin sha'achat, then he waited a minute, he's like, 1 minute. It's the same kesem. I said Tommy last night. I said tar today. It can't be. I must have just made a mistake. Chazav etime. He was matami it again. Omar. Oy li shema ta'isi. I must have made a mistake when I said tar. It must be tami. Says the Gemara. Shema ta'isi. Vada ta'isi. What do you mean? It must have for sure been a mistake. Titania. Lo yomar adam. Lo yomar chacham. Ilu hayalach hayavada tami. Elo amar. Ein lo ladayin el mashe in avroos. What do you mean? That Shem, it's Vadai. Rashi says, Chazar v'time, the havamin here is that he did not look at it again, but he just said it because yesterday it must have been Tameh, and now it changed. But really it was Tameh. And if it would have been wet like originally, it would still look Tameh. So that's why he was Chozer Bo from what he said. But says the Gemara now, well, it's a Vadai Ta. If he thinks yesterday was Tameh, so then, of course, it's Tameh. So the Gemara says, no. Meikara achzakei b'tameh. Originally, he thought it was Tameh b'vadai. He saw it properly. Kivan dechazel etzafer de'ishtini. But once he saw in the morning that it changed, Omar, then he says, vadai tarhu. It must be, I didn't see it properly last night. He looks at it again. It's not like all in Rebbe's mind, this whole conversation. Right, and change. It's all that he saw it again. He says, it must be Tarhu. Ubalailahu did as low as Chazi Shapir. And I must not have seen it properly at night. But then he did it sort of third time. Kivan the Chazah, the Hadar Ishtini. But once he saw it change another time, Amar, he's like, oi, hi Tameyu. It must be that originally it was Tameh, and it just keeps changing. Umefakech, hudaka mefakech v'yazel. And it keeps changing colors, and therefore, it must be that last night could have also been Tameh, and when I saw it in the morning, it might have changed. So I'm not changing my psak in the morning, and therefore, he was mitameh. That is Shita of Rebbe. Look in Rashi, important Rashi, third to last line of Rashi. V'hadam rinan. So what lamaskana? What does it mean? Ein lo ladayin el mashe in avroos. In the morning, he saw it, and he saw tar. So why don't you say, the dayin just sees this. Ein lo ladayin el mashe in avroos. Hecha delo achzek shulach. You only say that when a posek sees it when it is not moist. That is Shitas Rashi. Good. So this is the Gemara. Based on this Gemara, we have the Chumra of the Bach. The Chumra of the Bach. The Bach says it's Kedai for a posek to wait till Dam dries before paskening on it. That is known as the Chumra of the Bach. The Bach says that, and the other poskim say, why? Again, if It's also the propriety of this is questionable. Usually, after a psak is given, a rav is not supposed to hold on to the ksamim. And a woman is not supposed to hold on to the ksamim. If the rav says, I can't be mitaharet now, you know, let me look at it in the morning, then obviously he should hold on to the ksamim. But once he says, tamei vadai, then forget it. Or if he says, tar vadai, forget it, don't look at it again. And a rav would tell it to the woman, throw this out, don't look at it again. Because, ein lo ladayin elamashi en avroos. But the chumrah of the bach is not to look at dam when it is wet. But if you look in the...
What's the implication here that when it was wet, it was going to be tameh?
When it was wet here, when it was wet, it was going to be tameh. And when it was dry, it was it might have become tar, but then it changed again, even drier, and it became more tameh again. So it just changes colors. I don't think... That's this case, yeah, but I don't think it's specifically that one would look more tameh than the other. But if you look at the beginning of Kuf Peches, this Bach is quoted by the Taz and the Shach, and they both argue. If you want to look at it now, if you want to wait, fine, you can wait. If you want to wait, if a posting thinks it'll be look better when it dries, fine. But if it's wet, a posting doesn't have to say, well, I have to be paskin now and be matame now because after all it might change. No. I'm not allowed to paskin now, even though it looks tahar now, because it might change and become a tamei color. A posuk does not have to do that. The Bach says you have to do that. The Shulchan Aruch says, beginning of Kuf Peches, right, this is the simin of Ksamim, and he quotes the Bach and the Taz. The Taz quotes his father-in-law and says that you have to wait until it dries. Od himsi mori chamizal, chumra, achas. My father-in-law has a chumrah. The kashayavo ma'ar yorek v'lava l'fei amore bo delach lo yorek bo davar ad shi yisyabesh. To lefamim achar shi yisyabesh yimsa adom bekitzvosav. That's what he says. If it looks like a tahar color, still don't paskin until you wait. He says, v'dvarav temuim, diem kain, mazeh sha'amru besimin kuf peivav, be'isha she'en lavesas she'tivdok atzba l'fei tashmish, matola badika, kivish esricha lahamten ad shi yisyabesh. All the bedikas before Tashmish. Uba odalach, any of that's klum, lefi dvarav. Number two, v'su kasha mitamad arach, so per kalayad, our gemara. Maybe b'raisa shamer beferish. Lo yomar chacham ilo hayalach hayavadei tamei. El amrinan, ein lo ladayin, el amashein avrelos. Im kein hu adin lehefich. Ein lo el amashein avroas kishu lach. Umi nalon lechalig misvara. Number two, v'su, to behen yaminan sham rebi ra daba laila v'timei oso, b'yom tir, hinted sha achas v'chulu, omish et ha'isi. We have the whole shakla v'tari there, and he quotes Rashi. V'il ha'yinira lach kibitchila so ha'yinira tamei, l'ficha chazim ha'she tir, v'al ze omar. He continues, and says that I don't think this is a chumra that one has to rely on. Al-kachach nira, de lesman de chashlos a chumra shloliris kshulach. That is the Taz, that is the Shach. By the way, the Torah shlamim here quotes another raya where we see that you don't have to wait. David HaMelech and Brachas. My hands are osik b'shvir v'shilya t'atari shalavayla. Sounds like it's dripping wet there. Sounds like it's dripping wet there in Brachos daf dalet. That is also the Torah Shlomim. Torah Shlomim is a great resource. If you have learned Hilchos Nida, you only have it on Al-Qadidah. Besides, Pisachei Tshuva is always. Pisachei Tshuva is always a great resource, always quoting all of the Achronim from the 1700s and the 1800s on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch. It's even more critical, it seems, it's more even more used on Yoredeya and other, Yoredeya for sure, and Evan Ezer even more than Arachayim. But when it comes to Yoredeya, it's for sure crucial, and the Torah Shlomim also on the bottom, always adding in, he quotes the Bach, and he quotes the Shach on the Taz, and he quotes Rayim, he had the Isra, Shpamer Kamer the Brachas, Amar David, Lochad, V'yadai Melech Lachos, B'dam B'shev V'shilya. Sounds like it's wet. Melech Lachos. Right, so therefore, he says, Lahedya, the Afshu Adayin Lach, Yichon Leros Kadei Latara, the Biyavish Loshayach Yadayim Loch Lachos, the Kal Lohavin. Okay, we continue. It's about time we got to today's daf. Okay. Let's continue. This is Mesechas Nida. What can we do? A lot to say. Says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Rebbe Badaglar Haner, Rebbe checked by a light of the candle. Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Yosef, or Yossi, B'yom Badak, B'yom HaMe'unan, B'ni Amudei, on a cloudy day between the pillars. Or, Am Rebbe Yami Bar Shmuel, V'kulan Ein Bodkin Ella, B'in Chama Letzel. You check between the sun and the shadow, Rav Nachman, Rebbe Ravua, B'chama U'Betzel Yado. Sunlight with a shaded hand. Lamaisa, Lamaisa, what do all these things mean? The best light to look at, Poskim pointed out, is not in direct sunlight. The sun is better than artificial light, for sure. And that's why if there's no nafkamina, generally Poskim would say, if it's tar mamish, the tar mamish. But if there's any type of shayla, the Poskim will not, many Poskim will not be matami then. They'll say, you know what, let me look at it in the morning. I'll call you back in the morning, because the morning, the sunlight is definitely better, but not direct sunlight. Direct sunlight brings out red that you might not see otherwise. It's shaded sunlight. Right, somewhere in the shade on a sunny day. Right, that is the best. Better than even a cloudy day. You always look for the sun, but not actually in the sun. Okay. Ukim mazug shein chalakim chulu. So we had in the Mishnah the last read, if you have mazug, if you have diluted, two parts water, one part wine from Sharoni wine. So, Tana, Hasharoni nidon kekarmeli chai velo mazug. Diluted Sharoni wine is like undiluted Carmel wine. Well, that's the equal. So if you want to also use Carmel undiluted, that's the same red. Chadash v'lo yashin, but only new and not old. Amar v'yisabar avodimi v'kulan in botkin osan ela b'kos tveria pashut. In both of these, you use a thin, clear Tverian glass. Glass from Tveria, because it's very, very thin glass, and it will keep the color. My time up. Amar Abaya, because it's very thin. Shakala olam kulo, mach zaglug, osin osomi mana. All the rest of the world, the glasses, if you have a cup that holds a lug, you use a mana's weight of glass to make that. Shnei lugin osin osomi matayim. If you make a glass that holds two lug of liquid, so you use matayim. Right, weight of glass in order to make it. Because Tveria Pashut, Avila Masa Shnei Lukin, also knows me mana. So you always make it from a mana, meaning it's very, very thin glass. For I did the Kalish, Yadia Beitve. Because it's Kalish and thin, so then that's why you would be able to see the red in an easier fashion in that, in the thin cups. Okay, Hadron Kalayad. Now we get to Perek HaMapelis. Perek HaMapelis is all about Sveikus, a woman has something come out of her. We're not sure if it was a Leda, if it was a Nida, if it has the status of a Leda, then we know there are halachas of Yemei Tuma, Yemei Tara. We don't know if it was male, we don't know if it was female, so we don't know how many days. 7, 14, 33, 66. We don't know if it was a Nida, and then there wouldn't be any Yemei Tahara. We don't know if it was nothing sometimes. And the big nafkamina is, what if she had 2 days of Ziva before this? So if this was a non-Leda, then she would be a Zava Gedola. If it would be a Leda, then it would break it, because 2 days of Ziva before the Leda do not ruin anything. So what exactly is the case? You have all of these fakas. So if a woman is mapil e chaticha, it's just a mass of tissue. We don't know what color it is yet. We'll have to see in the Gemara. But some mass. So yesh ima dam tamei avim laf tahor. The Tanakhama says, if there is dam with it, then it's tamei, and if not tahor. Bihuda omer benkach ovenkach tamei, it's tamei automatically. So we'll have 2 days in the Gemara. What exactly is the svara for this machlokas? Hamapeles kimin klipa. If a woman is mapil, a little like peel. So you don't know what it is. Again, is this dried blood of Nida? Is this part of an embryo, a Leda? You don't know what it is. Hamapelas kimin klipa, kimin syro, like a hair, it looks like a hair. Kimin afar, kimin yavchushim, looks like little bugs. Adumim, and all of these are red. Tata lamayim. The way you test it out is you put it into water. Imni moch, if it disintegrates to mea, then you assume it is dam Nida. That's the properties of dam Nida. Vim laf tahora, and if not, it is tahor, meaning the blood, this piece must have come from somewhere else in the body. Right, not from the uterus, and therefore tahor. Hamapelas kimin dogim chagovim shkatzim urmasim. If a woman has a miscarriage of all these shaped items, looks like a fish or a grasshopper, whatever, emishimam dam tamevim laf tahora. Only if there is dam do we say tamei, because that dam makes you tamei, and if not, tehora. Hamapelas min behema chaya va'of. Bein tamei, bein tahor, rachmana l'slan. Again, all of these are tragedies. Woman has a miscarriage, and she is polate a mass that looks like an animal. Tamei, kosher or non-kosher animal. So it depends. Im zachar. So if it already looks like one of these animals, we assume it already was, had suras havlad. It's already 40 days old. And it had gemar vlad. And therefore, im zachar, if it's a male one, teshev la zachar. Vim nekeva, teshev la nekeva. Right, meaning 7 and 33 and 14 and 66. Vim eni yadua, teshev la zachar la nekeva, devir emeir. If you're not sure, you have to take both chumras. You only have the imetara of a male. Right, I'm sorry, you have the imetuma of a female. 14 days of tuma, and you only have your meitar of a male only up till 33. Right? So that's machmer in both ways. Less you may tahara, and more you may tuma. So you have 14 days of tuma because maybe it was a female, and you only have up until 33, right? Up until 40, really. Up until 40 days of your meitara for a male. Good. B'chachamim omrim. Yeah.
7 days tahara.
There's 7 and 14 days of tumah. First comes the days of tumah. So first you have 14 days of tumah, and then you have the days of tahara. V'chachamim omrim kol she'ein bo mitzuras adam ein ovlad. Come argue on all of this. No, if it doesn't look like a person, it's not a vlad. It's not a vlad, and therefore it must have come from somewhere else. The Rambam here says in the back in the Pirush Mishnayos, don't think that all of this is totally out of the ordinary. V'da. She'ein riyas dam bizmanenu ze. Aval. Sorry, wrong one. V'lo yisupak besichlech. Shehu nimna mitzad ha-teva. She'yelet adam kol mashal zachar tipo. Don't think it's against teva for a woman to have these. Aval zel efshar v'kfar he'idu yoser mizeh. The Kasva Philosophim, Mashu Zor, but he says all of these are possible. All of these are possible, says the Rambam. Okay. Ejay Kosha Ein Bo Mitzuras Adam. The Poskim say Ein Bo Mitzuras Adam. So is there no Isser? What about the Isser Ritzicha? Is there an Isser of abortion by these? If you look on a sonogram, let's say, and you see this is the Tzura. Is there any Isser abortion there by these Tzuras? Interesting discussion. The Chacham Tzvi has the tshuva. Is there an Isser of Ritzicha when it comes to a person made by Sefer HaYitzira? Right, based on Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin. Interesting, he says no. Vayter Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, 2 days in the Gemara. What is the original machlokas about in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? The Tanakhama says only if there's dam with it, is it Tameh? And the Chacham, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's always Tameh. So machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda only says Tamei automatically if it's the color of one of the four bloods, or five. Shachar is included. But if it's the color of the other types, other than four tar, Rabbi Yochanan says no. If it's one of the four types, even the Tanakhama would agree it's automatically tame. You would assume that is a piece of dam that's congealed. Shall shar mine damim tibriya kol tahora. Other mine damim is tahor. Lo nechlaku ela shepila v'niyadas me'epila. The machlokas is if she doesn't know. She lost it before she was checked out. They threw it out. Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Zil Basa Rov Chatichos. Rabbi Yehuda says, you go after the Rov, for Rov Chatichos, Shalabas Minidamim Havim. And that's why you're going to be Metame. Rabban and Savri, Lo Amrin Rov Chatichos, Shalabas Minidamim. No, you don't say that Rov, and therefore, Tahar. The Rishonim here ask, fine, it's not the Rov that are Tame, but there's a good chance that it's Tame. At least you should be Machmir. Machmer l'chadchila. So you have to give some type of answer. Why don't we say at least according to the Chachamim? So Rishonim and Medayik in Rashi that even according to the Rabbanan it's Safek Tameh. Rabbi Yehuda says Vaday Tameh. The Rabbanan say Safek Tameh. So that's what Rishonim and Medayik in the Rashi. Tiber Maschal Lo Amrinam. But Tosfos says no. There's a Rove the other way. Tosfos says according to the Rabbanan Rove or Tahor. That's what Tosfos would. How Tosfos would answer the question. But either way, that's a question in the Rishonim here. Right, that's a good question. Whether, according to Tosfos, is that a machlokas a metzias? Important question. Eini says the Gemara, is this really true? Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, v'haki yasa Rav Oshia min Arda. Asof ha'aisi masisa ba'yada, he brought a braisa, ha'mepelot chaticha aduma shachor, yiroka levana. If you have a chaticha of all colors, emishim adam tamevim, laptor, Rav Yehuda Amar benkach benkach tameya, we have the machlokas about all colors. The reds and the non-reds. So Kasha l'Shmuel b'chad. That's Kasha Shmuel 1, because Shmuel says the machlokes is by the four mine damim, but the other ones are tahar. So the other ones are tahar, but here you see there's machlokes by the other ones too. Rabbi Yochanan b'tarti. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's machlokes. Both parts of the brayser are a problem because the brayser says there's machlokes by both. Rabbi Yochanan says there's machlokes by neither. So the Gemara explains the Shmuel b'chad. Damer Shmuel lo timi Rabbi Yehuda ela b'chadik hashlo bas mina damim. The haktani yirok of levona upalag Rabbi Yehuda. See, it's explicit. V'chi teme ki palag Rabbi Yehuda a aduma. And if you want to say that Rabbi Yehuda only argues on the Aduma and the Shechora. He doesn't argue on those. So the question is, so why are those mentioned in the Brisa? Ilem a Rabbanon. The Rabbanon, you need to mention it. Hashta Aduma v'Shechora Matari Rabbanon. Yeruk of Levon, boy. Of course those will be Tahar, according to the Rabbanan. So it must be in the Brisa only for Rabbi Yehuda Shitu Apologin. See, there's a machlokes. So Rabbi Shmuel is knocked out. Visu, the Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Koshal Abras, Mina Damar Dibia called Tomeya. Hoktania Duma Vishchora Pligi Rabbanan. Again, he says there's a machlokes. Everybody would agree by the four Damim, but either Rabbanan argue by everything. Vechitema ki pligi rabbanan ayiruka v'levona aval aduma v'shchor lo ela aduma v'shchor l'maktani lo. Same question. So who says that? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda hashi yiruka v'levona tameya. If Rabbi Yehuda asers is metame non-reds aduma v'shchor mibayi, so surely reds, so those sheetas are knocked out, so elalav rabbanan upligi. So it must be the rabbanan sheet, and they do argue. So we need another explanation of the first machlokas in the Brisa. Right, this machlokas was first suggestion. They're arguing on a case where you don't have the chaticha anymore, and you want to know whether you go by rov or not. Okay, so we knock that out. So elam Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak beefshar lepsichas hakever below dam kamiflagi. They're arguing about psichas hakever below dam. Maybe that'll be daf be'iyun shir, that topic. A lot of issues, which we don't have time to go into all of them now. The issues of psichas hakever below dam. What about mi bachutz? Does that only apply by a leida? Right, so all different discussions. Does it only apply with dam, without dam? We'll see. Or maybe another topic. Efshar lepsichas hakever below dam kamiflagi. What does that mean? Do we say that if we know the uterus opened, the opening of the uterus contracted, do we say that automatically there was dam that came out or not? That's the machlokas in the Mishnah. Meaning, the Tanakhama says, if you see dam, tameh, and if you don't see dam, tar, meaning, there was a psichas hakever, you know this big thing came out, but it could have come out without dam. So therefore, tar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's automatically tameh. Because if there was psichas hakever, so then we say, it is, the dam came out, and therefore it is tameh. Right? That is a huge discussion. Just to mention one of the more well-known discussions, what about psichas hakever mi bachutz? That's the Noda Yehuda and others against the Velt. The Noda Yehuda says, what if there's a woman has a certain type of procedure, and the doctor opens up the kever, mi bachutz, external stimuli. Do we say there, yefshal psichas hakever below dam? Right? And he says, oh, there was no dam. But maybe psichas hakever itself. The Noda Yehuda assumes beferish that for sure there is dam. There is no difference. At the end of an interesting tshuva. The tshuva is all about a husband and wife. A woman's pregnant. She's in her eighth month. The husband and wife are sleeping. The husband wakes up. He hears a baby crying, and he thinks it was the baby inside of his wife. Do we say that she's tamei aleda? Do we assume that the baby came out? That was the whole tshuva that he goes through. Okay, but all the way at the end of that tshuva, Yeredeya Kuf Chaf, he says, and by the way, psichas hakever below dam, there's no chilek if the gram is mibefnim or mibachutz, if he sticks in a kli or his finger in there, it doesn't matter. The poskim say a finger can't get that high, so with a doctor, so I don't understand, it can only get to the cervix, it can't get all the way to the makar, so they argue just on the metzias of the Noda Yehuda, but even with a kli, with an instrument, definitely go one kid or what could reach, but that's the Noda Yehuda, Chassam Sofer and others argue, again, that's a major machlokas achronim of psichas hakever mi bachutz. Okay, u'bepukta tani tanoi, and this machlokas is parallel to this machlokas tanoim. Why is it called a kever? So the Mefarshim talk about that the kever is the womb. I'll get some sources, Beis Hashem, tomorrow to bring in why the womb is called the kever. Okay, we plukta tahani tanoi, the tabli nether, the tanya kashta shnayim ushloshi hipila. So we're going to have a number of parallel machlokas for psichas hakever. We have this already. The Rai says if a woman is in hard labor for 2 days during her days of ziva ulashlishi hipila, and on the third day she has a miscarriage v'ini adas naipila, she has no idea what happened. So she doesn't know if it was a birth, and therefore she would have days of, you know, Tara and Tuma, and she wouldn't be a Zava. She doesn't know if it was not a birth, it was Nida, and therefore she would be a Zava Gadola. She doesn't know if it was nothing. Maybe it was just a piece that came out, and she's nothing. So Harry's a Suffolk Leda, Suffolk Ziva. So she's not sure if she had a baby, if she's not sure she's a Zava, she doesn't know anything. So Mevia Karban Veino Nechal, she brings a carbon and she doesn't eat it. She doesn't eat it because maybe she's nothing. Maybe it wasn't a Leda, maybe she's not a Zava Gadola either. So you have to bring the karbanis. Chatas ha'of can be brought al safek, and you bring an ola with tanai as a nadava, and therefore it's not a problem. Rav Yeshua Omer mevia karban menachal. No, Rav Yeshua said no. It's either a leder or a ziva. It's not nothing. Why? Sheef shalap sichas hakever below dam. Right, the Tanakhama says, no, maybe it was nothing. So therefore, he holds Efshar. Lishnachrina, or another version, Amila Am Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Now, the next 10 lines we already had. On Amar Aleph, we just switched the names. We skip one step. Lotim Rabbi Yehuda Ela B'chaticha Shalabra Minei Damim. Aval Shal Shar Minei Damim Tahora. That was Shmuel. Eini V'hal Ki Yasser Rav Yoshi Min Arda Os V'aisi Masisa B'yadim Hel Chaticha Aduma Shchor V'lo Yurok V'lvana Em Yishima Dam Tameya V'im Lav Tahora Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ben Gachu Ben Kach Tameya K'tani Aduma V'shchor Yurok V'lvana. It says all four. Upalag Rabbi Yehuda Kasha on Shmuel. We don't have Rabbi Yochanan here. Kasha and Shmuel. V'chiteima kipala Rabbi Yehuda aduma v'shchora av yurko v'lavona lavana lo al yurko v'lavona ma'an k'tani lo. Then who says that? Ilem l'rabbanon hasha aduma v'shchora kam tari rabbanon yurko v'lavona mi boy el la Rabbi Yehuda palak. Same exact shakla v'tariya. As we add an Amar Aleph, say, Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So instead of Rabbi Yochanan arguing within the first approach, we have Rabbi Yochanan giving the second approach. Ela Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Be'ef Shalap Sichas HaKever Below Dam Kamiflagi. They're arguing about that. Ube Plukta Tani Tanoi. And it's a machlokes with the following Tanoi. The Tanya, as we just had. Kashta Shtayim El Shishi, Pila Vene Das Mei, Pila Harizu Savik, Leda Savik Ziva, Mevi Akarban, Veno Nechal. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Mevi Akarban Venechal. Lefishi Ef Shalap Sichas HaKever Below Dam. Right? Same exact Dafyomi lines, right, 20 lines, repeat, that are mentioned here. Good.
Everybody agrees that there's only one set of karbanos,
right? Everybody agrees, right, meaning if you know, right, one set, and you have to bring it, because there is an overlap between Leida and Ziva karbanos regarding the birds. There is an overlap, right, so that's why you could bring one set of karbanos. The question is whether you eat it or not.
So let's say good. Let's say everything was normal. She was a Yoledes and she was Bimei Ziva.
If she's Yoledes Bezov, but if it's Vada Yoledes, then she brings Yoledes. She brings Yoledes. What do you mean, Vadai? What's the Vada? If she's a Leda, doesn't make her into a Zava. If you know it was a Leda, then this doesn't make her into a Zava. If she's a Zava already, a Zava Dola from beforehand, then she owes those Karbanas, but she doesn't bring those Karbanas till after Shivan Akiyam. But that's a separate Mechayev. Tanur Rabbanan, third law, and Hamapelet Chaticha, Sumcha Zavim Shem Rimeir, Vachin Harib Shem Manasi Omer, Kidvarav Kora. Rip it open. Im yish dam betocha temeya, v'im lav tahora. Check inside if there's dam. Ki rabbanan, v'yadifa midrabbanan. It's like the rabbanan in our Mishnah, but it's more chomer than them. Ki rabbanan da'amri, efshar l'psichas hakever below dam. It's like the rabbanan, who say it's possible, meaning if you don't find dam, it's not going to be tame. But v'yadifa midrabbanan, but it's more chomer, de'inu savri ima in besochalo. Because the rabbanan in our Mishnah say you don't have to check. If it was dam on the outside, it's batame herb. But dam on the inside, no. You don't check. V'sumcha savar, I feel a batocha. Sumcha said, no, you even check inside. Again, b'zmanazem, we don't do any of this. Generally, any type of red that comes out, is tame anyway. V'tanya idach, my pelas chaticha. Next brisa. Rabbi Acha Omar Kora. Im tocha ma'adim tameo v'mav tohra. Rabbi Acha says you rip it open and see if it has a reddish hue inside. That's enough. Kisumchas v'adifa misumchas. So this is like sumchas, but even more chomer than him. You don't have to find any blood in there. You just have to find the color of blood. V'tanya yidach, a third day, ha'mapelas chaticha, Rabbi Binyamin Omar Kora, im yishba etzem, imo tameo leid. If you find a bone, then you assume there was a baby here. Right now, automatically, there's too much late if you find a bone. Amr of Chizda ubechaticha levana. And what we're talking about in all these cases are by a chaticha levana, which is Rashi, min basar. Right, that's what we're talking about here. It looks like flesh. And that's why there's the suffix. V'chein ki yasa zuka de min chadiv. The pair from min chadiv came. Also, v'aisi masisa biyadeh. My palace chaticha levana kara. And miyesh ba'etzem imo tmei aleda. Right, that's what we're talking about. A limitation of Rabbi Binyamin. Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Ben Yechoy. Hamapel Chaticha Kara Mish Badam Ogur Temei Vimlav Tahora. A third opinion. If you have collected blood inside, then it's Tamei. And if not Tahar. Kesumchas Vekila Mikolu. It's like Sumchas in that you do check, but you have to have a lot of blood in there. So, four different opinions, if you want to think about it. Either it's got to be outside, the Rabbanan of our Mishnah, the most Mekel, or Inside, there's got to be a lot of blood. Inside, there's got to be some blood. Inside, has got to look like blood. Right? Four different opinions about what to do. Boy, now the next, let's just read this Gemara, and we'll talk more about it more tomorrow. Again, a very important sugya coming up. A lot of these sugyas are important. Boy, if a woman sees dam bishvoferes, some type of tube is inserted, and the blood never touches the sides of her vaginal canal. Right, so mahu, does that make her tame? Bivsara amrachmana v'lo bishvoferes. Bivsara, the pasuk says, and here didn't touch her basar, went straight from her makar out of her body. Odilma, or hi bivsara, do you use bivsara miboy leishematama mi bifnim kibachutz, or do you use bivsara just to teach me that by anida, in contrast to zava and others, anida is matame right when the blood exits the makar, even before it comes out of the body. Maybe that's what bivsara is teaching me. So amalei bivsara amrachman of lo bishvoferes. Your mako, shvoferes is lakula. Di bivsara miboyle shematama mi bifnim kibachutz. If you want to say it only is used for the other halacha, imke nimakra bisara. My bivsara shramina tarti. So you learn both halachas, that dam bishvoferes is going to be mutter. Continuing for a minute, the Amar of Yochanan Shimon Shimon Yechai, Hamapalat Chaticha Kar Miish Ba Dam Ogre Tmei Vim Laf Tahora. What do you mean? We just had these cases of Dam in a Chaticha. Isn't that like a Shvoferes? It also didn't touch the sides. Right? So therefore, what's the issue of Shvoferes? Why is it mutter? Rashi says, Chatitza. There's a Chatitza between the Dam and the sides. So there's a Chatitza, so there's also a Chatitza in the Chaticha. So the Gemara says, no. Hachi Asha, wait a minute. Hasam, darka shal isha liroz dam b'chaticha. In the chaticha case, that's normal. It's not only an issue of chatitza, but this is the normal way. Meaning, Rashi, min b'mino is not chotzeitz. This chaticha is not called a hefsik. Hacha, ein darka shal isha liroz dam b'shoferes. But here, it's not normal. Something foreign is inserted, and then it comes out, so that's why it is okay. This is... No, talking about, let's say, Nida. Even Nida, right? We're going to start talking about tomorrow. There's a big discussion with Shlomo Zalman and others. Is there any type of head? There was a woman who was having trouble, in her cycle. So there was a posting that suggested maybe somehow take out the Dam Bishvoferes. Put a type of tube right at the Pesach HaMakar so she never becomes Temeya Nida. If you say there's no Dam Bishvoferes, then she'll be able to be with her husband without having to catch a bit of kiyps. That's the question, do we pask in that way? Very, very unclear, but that is the Shiloh that is brought up in the poskim. But by the Hashem, we will talk about it more. Also, we have to relate to the issue with Shvoferes. Is it purely just Chatzisa, or is it just Ein Derech Re'iyah Bekach? Right, so there's different discussions that come up that we will talk about, Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Rav Moshe, other poskim that discuss it. Okay, we'll stop here. The Daf Be'in Shir, I'm not sure if it'll be tonight or tomorrow night, but we'll send out the email.